Previously on The Drive with Lance.
That's what it's called. Rachel Stevens on Algoa FM. Sweet Dreams, My LAX. Head of that Tom Grennan and All These Nights. Enough of the sordid stuff. It's exactly 3:30 on Algoa FM, Gardner Drive, with Lance Duplessis. And I think one of the most noble things that a person can do is to choose to lend their voice to those who have no voices. I'm talking human beings, of course, babies, animals, and even the environment. And one such person who has chosen to lend her voice to the voiceless in a very special way is 12-year-old grade 6 learner from Glenwood House School in George, and that's Chloe Bennett, who I've got on the line as we speak. Chloe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lance, and to all the listeners. Thank you for having me on Algoa FM and your show.
Sure, just your voice has just brightened up my day. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
I'm very, very good, thank you. Now, Chloe, I need to know, there's so many needs and so many causes, good causes out there. What's made you decide to focus on ODIN, the Oteran Dogs in Need organization, and specifically the spaying and the sterilizing of animals, particularly in the rural areas? What made you focus on that as a fundraising drive?
My amazing school, Glenwood House College, has given each grade 6 learner a leadership challenge called the Dictus Excellentum Challenge. This gives us learners the platform and opportunity to become leaders and world changers. I chose ODIN as my service challenge and to fundraise for ODIN's veterinary fund this year. And I absolutely fell in love with ODIN the first time I went, with all the work they do for these animals, and I have such a passion for animals.
Well, I tell you what, I've seen ODIN. I'm sure many people listening know all about ODIN, and it may be seen on social media, on Facebook and that. They've seen all these photographs, and I see them here in studio, and all I want to do is just go and fetch all those animals and bring them home. I know they do some fantastic work at ODIN. Now, also, I suppose it doesn't hurt either that you have a very clear idea of what you want to do with your life one day. I know many young people, or people even older than you, don't have a clear idea of exactly what they want to do, but you apparently have your mind set on becoming a vet.
Yes, all my life I've always just loved the nature, loved the animals, and I've always just had a passion to be a vet. I watch lots of documentaries on animals and vets. I just keep on falling in love with it.
Well, I tell you what, you're on the right track, and definitely your heart is in the right place. Now, let's talk more about the fundraiser. You've been at it for more than a month, I think, and part of the fundraiser was a raffle that you held, and I think the draw took place just the other day. Do you have a winner for that yet?
Yes, we do have a winner. It's Sharp, actually won, and it was amazing. Little boy, his dad entered the raffle for him, and he won, and it was wonderful. Yesterday, we did it, and I think it was posted on Facebook, and it was awesome.
Fantastic. And tell us about some of the prizes he won.
So he won a giant soft toy husky, which we actually named ODIN after the ODIN. And he also won a 5,000 Rand Etotile voucher and a 2,000 Rand bonus prize from Heather Park Super Spa.
Wow. Now, of course, just because the raffle is over doesn't mean the fundraising is over. You're carrying on for the entire month of September, which you're calling Spaytember. What is your target and what would that money be used for?
So ODIN, our quest is to raise 50,000 rand, which will create the ability for ODIN to sterilize 77 dogs in various rural settlements. There is a desperate need to save these animals. They are multiplying in their hundreds, and every year they end up dying from starvation, diseases, abuse, neglected, and living in the most appalling conditions, being unwanted. So our goal is to reach 50,000 rand, and we are now at almost 25,000 rand so far. So I'm so happy to say we're almost halfway reaching our target at 50,000 rand. For ODIN, and they desperately need these funds to help. But we are also collecting donations from businesses, and yeah.
So you're halfway there, which is fantastic. And I agree with you. There's nothing sadder than driving the roads and seeing these neglected animals. And I think that sterilization in Spain is going to go a long way towards alleviating that situation. Now, tell us, you said that companies and folk listening can still get themselves involved and they can still contribute. Your target is 50,000. There'll be no problem if you raise more than that. In fact, that would be fantastic.
Yes.
But
yes,
how can those listening get themselves involved? How can they donate?
So there's actually two ways. You can email vernetbennett@gmail.com. I can also spell that out for you. Lowercase vernetbennett@gmail.com. Or you can phone or WhatsApp 083-3202-777 to make a donation. It'll be greatly appreciated. It does not matter how big or small, every little bit helps Odin, and we'll be so grateful.
I'm going to ask you to repeat that in just a moment before we say goodbye, but for those listening, good idea to get along to Odin's Facebook page as well. There's lots of information. You can see what they're all about, what they do, the incredible work that they do. Otsun Dogs in Need, whose work isn't limited to Otsun, but of course extends to George and beyond. So get going, and this fundraising drive continues throughout September till the end of the month.
Yes, because September is our September, and we're trying to, with our 50,000 rand, we can at least stay 77 dogs in various rural settlements.
All right, let's get going then. Chloe, just before we say goodbye, I'm going to ask you to repeat those contact details, the email and the number.
For sure. You can email vernetbennett@gmail.com, or you can phone or WhatsApp 083-3202-777 to make a donation. It'll be greatly appreciated.
There you go. I'll tell you what we'll do is we're going to put a podcast of this chat up on our website. I'll go to fm.co.za, and we'll pop some of those contact details in along with it. We'll get our technical gurus to do that, and also put a link up on my Facebook page, The Drive, Lance Duplessy on Algoa FM. Chloe, before we let you go, a lot of people, both young people your age, even adults these days, we see so much need and so many causes, so many good causes that we'd love to do something about, but we feel so overwhelmed because the problems are so big, and a lot of folk, and I include myself, we sort of sometimes think, well, what can one person do? What would you say to a person who's listening, who really wants to make a difference somewhere, but they just don't know where to start?
To the youth, we all can be leaders and world changers. Believe in yourself, find your true passion, stand up for what's right, and take the first step to be a world changer. And now you have your chance to be the voice for the animals.
Wow. and you are living proof. Chloe Bennett, grade 6 learner, Glenwood House School in George. Remember, 12 years of age, you're an absolute inspiration, and your story has touched me, and I'm sure many listening as well. All the very best with the rest of the fundraising. I'm sure we're going to catch up again sometime to see how it went, and I can't wait to see what your next project will be. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Lance, for having me on your show, and a big thank you to all the listeners. Have a super blessed weekend, and please keep on supporting Odin. Algoa FM.